Welcome back to the SFM Market Update. It's 27 minutes after 6. JSE-listed company Zeda, that has a special focus on agri, food and beverage sectors, experienced a challenging macro environment during the financial year that negatively impacted the company and most of its portfolio companies. The key benchmark that Zeda uses, which is the sum of the parts value per share, decreased by 8% of the total underlying investment portfolio amounting to 14.2 billion. I spoke to Norman Silius, who's the CEO of Zeda Investments, about the year that was.
I'll try to explain it in our results summary. I think it was a challenging year for Zeda. I think our portfolio was exposed to unprecedented market conditions from a political point of view, from a climatic point of view, and the drought, etc., and a fiscal point of view. It was challenging, and I think those challenges are reflected in our numbers. So we reported a decline in recurring headline earnings of 35%, and that in itself is disappointing to us. However, I must say that in the context of the environment that we operated in, we are actually quite satisfied that the companies and the management teams weathered the storm very well, and we think our portfolio is quite well positioned for a recovery. In our opinion, the cycle that's lying ahead certainly looks a lot better than the one that we've just completed.
All right. So let's talk about the individual companies within the portfolio. Let's start off with Pioneer Foods, that is. How did that do in the year that was?
I think the first thing just to remember is that we report results that are to a large extent already in the market when it comes to Pioneer Foods. So Pioneer Foods, for their year that ended in September 2017, they did report a 50% decline in their recurring headline earnings. And the reasons that they gave for that largely related to what they call an unfavorable procurement position on maize that the market is very well familiar with. They ended up with an expensive position that they had to trade out, and it took them about 8-9 months to trade that out. That was completed in June, July, and I think they finished the quarter very strongly towards the end of last year. And from our point of view, we are hoping that that recovery will move into the new year and that we would see a strong recovery from Pioneer Foods. The other challenge that Pioneer had was the exports into the African continent was constrained. And it's largely due to the fact that the company itself applied stringent credit controls and were not prepared to actually sell into the African continent without proper credit guarantees or foreign exchange commitments. And in a sense, it was like a lower risk approach, but that lower risk approach had an effect on profits and sales. So that's Pioneer Foods' situation, and I think it's quite well known. We think they're well positioned for a recovery, and we certainly hope that this year we'll see that. I think the other question that you had was, if I'm correct, with Casespan.
Mm-hmm.
Casespan had a negative impact of the drought. The after effects of El Nino in the northern parts, especially on the table grapes and the apples and pear industry, there was a reduction in volumes, fruit volumes, of 20-25%. And that resulted in lower volumes moved by Casespan. On the positive side, however, the logistics division in Casespan did exceptionally well. A very, very strong growth from the logistics company where we have expanded and we have got a more diversified revenue stream at the moment, with non-agri becoming a bigger, bigger part of that business. So from that point of view, overall Casespan was down, but there are very nice pockets of growth and opportunity. And I think if the climatic conditions normalize, there's no reason why Casespan shouldn't resume its strong profit growth.
Towards the latter part of your SEN statement, you mentioned that in the period under review, Zeda initiated and progressed on a number of corporate actions and potential investors, both within its existing and new platform opportunities. Tell me how those progressed. Did they succeed? And what did they entail?
So there's two parts to that. The first part is, in our existing portfolio companies, we're trying to bulk these companies up and we assist management with finding transactions that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, we would like to see Zaat acquire a company in its space, Carp Agri, Quantum Foods, Capespan, make acquisitions in their core businesses, and we would support them to do that. We pursued a number of opportunities there. It was actually quite frustrating in the end to admit that we did not succeed in concluding a large transaction during the financial year, even though we exhausted a lot of effort in that regard. I think one of the main reasons was the sellers in many cases had very high price expectations, and at the end we felt that the economic conditions and the underlying performances didn't justify the premiums that were sought, and we decided in most cases to actually walk away from them, even though we spent a hell of a lot of time on it. So that's the, call it the opportunities we sought to implement, but we failed in. On the positive side, we wanted to get exposure into what we call high growth agri exposures, and we've identified three areas. One is smart farming. We think the future of farming has got both the traditional opportunities, but also the new way of farming, vertical farming, urban farming, hydroponics, smart farming, water management. All of that to us is a very exciting theme. Not so easy to invest in it yet, but it's exciting and we think it's high growth. And in that regard, we made a small but compelling investment in a hydroponic vertical farming business, a group of entrepreneurs from Pretoria. And we've committed to assist them in growing their business, and we would have the right to continue investing or reconsider our exposure as the venture develops. And we're quite excited about that. The other area that we that we think is an area of opportunity for us is logistics. We've got a huge portfolio moving an enormous amount of cargo over millions of kilometers of distance. And we feel that with a technology service offering, especially one that's founded in a technological platform, a technology platform, could be very exciting. And we made a small investment in such a technology company, and we are in the process at the moment of implementing that. And hopefully that could benefit the group and also on a standalone basis be very successful investment over time.
All right. And prospects for the future going, what will you and your team be focusing on?
So I think in the short term, our portfolio must recover, and that's our focus, is get the core business back to where it should be. Hopefully the conditions in the market improve a little bit. The rains have come in the north. That's certainly positive. Hopefully the Western Cape will get rain, and our core business must recover in the short term. That's our focus. Having said that, our portfolio has got each one of our portfolio companies has got a well-thought-out strategy in place. They know where they're going. We are prepared to allocate capital in accordance with those strategic objectives. And in the medium to longer term, all of our portfolio companies must seek to grow its core business organically and make acquisitions. We would support them in that regard, and we'll also continue seeking for new investments.
That's Norman Silius, who's the CEO of Zeda Investments.